question was that if there's a family member who is gossipy or who always talks negative about others. Okay, then what do we do? Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in that situation, it's quite difficult. Now, generally, if we tell people not to talk, it becomes very difficult. They are not ready to listen. But you know, often conversation requires the art of diversion. So, when a conversation is going in a particular direction, we may not be able to stop it, but we can divert it. And generally, if there are some people with whom we need to talk, then everybody likes to talk about themselves. So if they are finding faults with someone, and we tell them don't find faults, they will not agree. But if you just ask them some questions about themselves, you know, they'll be happy to talk about themselves. So people who like to find faults with others like to talk good about themselves also. So that's one thing which we could do, by which basically we need to divert. But more importantly, you know, if at the appropriate times, because you know, people who find faults with others, speak negative about others, they themselves are not very happy people also. Because that negativity doesn't just affect others, it affects them also. So at the appropriate times, when maybe they are in a more reflective mood or in a more understanding mood, if we try to give a more balanced perspective, not in a confrontational mode, but just in an assisting mode, then it may, oh, I didn't know this about this person. They were telling this thing, this person did like this, this person did like that. But then we help them see other perspective. Some people are conditioned in a particular way. We don't know what a person has gone through. Sometimes some people may have been brought up in a family or in an environment where everybody was negative. And that's why they have become negative. But if we try to give a positive example to them, if we judge them and condemn them for the negativity, that is perpetuated, that they will become defensive. If we just passively submit to it, then that will aggravate it. But if we intelligently divert it and then intelligently give them an alternative perspective, things can change. Okay? Thank you.